An unofficial sport that's been drawing crowds for years to a highway in southern Maryland turned deadly early this morning. Prince George's County Police Corporal Clinton Copeland.
It looks to be some type of speed competition or possibly drag race situation. We had a vehicle apparently lost control and struck several individuals.
Eight people were killed and at least six injured. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports local residents have long been concerned about the weekend races.
Maryland 210 is a relatively flat, four-lane divided highway that runs through Prince George's County, a suburb of Washington, D.C. Bedroom community subdivisions line either side of the thoroughfare, but after midnight on weekends, when commuter traffic is long gone, local residents say 210 turns into a speedway.
Every Friday night and Saturday night, they drag race up and down 210. It's nothing new. It goes on.
Lydia Ford's home in Accokeek faces the stretch of highway where things went wrong last night. Police say about 50 people had gathered to watch the illegal drag race, and after two cars sped by, a driver not racing came through and plowed through the spectators who had spilled into the highway behind the racing cars. Witnesses say the victims include grown men, that this was not just teenagers. Lydia Ford says there are two well-known racing groups in the region, the older crowd that had gathered last night and a younger group.
It's a group of boys that crowd over in the giant parking lot, and they drive the little Honda Civics, the Honda Accords, and they got them all souped up. And then there's another group of them that were out here last night. They have the Malibus and the bigger cars with the bigger engines out here. So they take turns. I guess some of them race Friday night and other ones race Saturday night. That's just how they do. It's crazy.
Longtime Accokeek resident Mary Travers says the drag races have been going on for more than 20 years. She says racers sometimes practice on her street, less than two blocks from the crash site. She says they've even blocked her access to the highway once when she was trying to rush her child to the hospital for an asthma attack.
I have been complaining to the police for years. In fact, about 3 weeks ago, I complained about this noise and these incidents. So it takes something like this to happen, to bring the media and the police down here. It's not safe for the community, and it's encouraging people to risk their lives and other people's lives. So it's scary.
Travers says maybe now that lives were lost, police will finally put an end to the illegal street races. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.